Hi, I'm Steve Michelotti from the Azure Government Engineering team. Today, I have with me James Walter, and we are going to be talking about ExpressRoute for Azure Government. So James, before we start getting into some of the details of ExpressRoute, maybe you could just tell us what is ExpressRoute and what's the primary benefits for our government customers?
Oh, absolutely. So ExpressRoute is our dedicated private connectivity to Azure. The big benefit for our customers is it allows you to extend your WAN directly into the Microsoft cloud without transversing the internet. So what this gives you is high bandwidth, high throughput directly to Microsoft.
Oh, that's great. So I can have my own on-prem data center connect directly to Azure without going over the public internet.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, that's awesome. So in this case, is ExpressRoute for government, is it different than the ExpressRoute for commercial? And is it available for our Department of Defense as well?
As you mentioned, in Azure, we have a commercial and a government offering. The map that you see here shows you the different ExpressRoute locations we have, and these are specific to government, being from New York all the way to Seattle, covering east to west coast. And the reason why we have these across the US is to provide the optimal experience for the end users to get onto the Microsoft network as quickly as possible to reduce their latencies, which really improves the experience of the adopting the cloud. And with our government network, what we have done is actually built a dedicated private network for our government customers that does not use our commercial network at all, which is one of our big differentiators for our network.
Okay, great. So you pick the location that's most appropriate geographically for you to get the optimal performance into the Azure data center that you're trying to go to.
Yeah, absolutely. So a prime example of this, if maybe you have a data center in LA, well, we have a Silicon Valley location, you'd want to quickly get aligned to our Silicon Valley peering point, and which will optimize you to one of our many government data centers.
All right, so we mentioned DoD as well. Is it available for our Department of Defense customers?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things we did is we have the Azure Government Data Center, and within the data center, we created a DoD environment. And what we're illustrating here is how we physically separated in storage clusters off from our main Azure Government offering. So ExpressRoute, as you can see here, can be consumed by either DoD, state and local, or federal agencies.
Okay, so it sounds like just like we have dedicated data centers for our Azure Government customers, and we have our own section for our DoD customers that's separate from that. It's a similar thing with ExpressRoute.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, cool. So now that we've talked a little bit about what ExpressRoute is and different options, what are the actual options for consuming the Microsoft Government Cloud and the services that it contained within there with ExpressRoute?
Oh, absolutely. So we have three peering types currently with ExpressRoute. What this does is it allows you to consume the three main offerings we have in the Microsoft Government Cloud, including the Azure IaaS services, the Azure PaaS services, and the Office 365, what we call SaaS offerings. And how you consume these is through the three peering options we provide, being private, which consumes the Azure IaaS, public, which consumes the Azure PaaS, and what we call Microsoft peering, which is for the O365 CRM solution.
Seeing that graphic is really helpful. I think that's something that I've gotten tripped up on in the past, that the way you explain it is really good, because it's, okay, the Microsoft peering is O365, and yes, public peering, that's the public IP, and then the private peering is for PaaS, and then the private peering is for IaaS. Is that the way to think about it? You mentioned virtual networks.
Absolutely.
Okay, great. So that makes sense. So, of course, our government customers are always concerned about security. So how is the data encrypted? Where is the data encrypted? Can I implement additional encryption if I want to? How does that work in this setup that we're looking at here?
By default, all traffic that leaves a Microsoft data center or a Microsoft cage is hardware link encrypted. So at transport, we encrypt all traffic in and out. Now, it is up to the customer to encrypt their traffic additionally over that connection if they would like, but we recommend using application level encryption such as TLS, HTTPS.
Okay, so if we're referring to these ExpressRoute locations as like meet me point, is that fair?
That is correct.
So between the meet me point and Azure, encryption's automatic no matter what.
Yep.
But in addition, between the data center, they can do additional maybe appliance or even just TLS, as you mentioned.
Yeah, absolutely. So for the PaaS and SaaS services, we highly recommend that you set up your applications using HTTPS. For Azure IaaS, we do have an option where we can bring in one of our many partners, such as a Cisco or Barracuda device just to name a couple of examples, these are all in the Azure Marketplace, and you could actually deploy a VPN solution on top of the ExpressRoute virtual circuit.
Oh, wow, okay. But again, as you mentioned, if they just are following the basic, you know, best practices of HTTPS, they're gonna be in good shape either way.
Absolutely, that connectivity will be encrypted.
Okay, great. So we talked a little bit about what ExpressRoute is and some of the details of how it's physically created. So how does one actually get started setting up ExpressRoute and what options we have there?
Going over the different connectivity models we have what we call a layer two connection. And how you can connect to this is you can use our partner Equinix, or one of the many solutions that actually onboarded to the Equinix ECX solution and consume. What the layer two option is, it's a point-to-point Ethernet connection. And we generally find this model to be a lower cost, as generally you have a networking team that is managing your gear, so you're generally paying less for the circuit.
So layer two is peer-to-peer.
It is a point-to-point.
Point-to-point, right, that's what okay. So that's yep. One option.
Yep. Then we have another option with our layer three providers, such as your AT&T, NetBond, Verizon SCI, or level three. And these are more considered like your MPLS network, which generally have a higher cost for the bandwidth or the circuit. But with that, they bring a lot of value, such as security suites, and they manage the network for you. So you don't have to have that networking team you may have with the layer two solution.
So I got layer two, layer three, any others, or is that it?
We do, we have one more.
Okay.
And we have what we call the co-location model. And what this is ideal for is maybe, since Equinix is a pretty big company, and they do a lot of colo for some of our partners or customers. So if you already have a network presence or you want to run a network presence into one of these Equinix facilities, you can simply do a cross connect with your gear in these locations directly to one of our service providers to onboard you to ExpressRoute.
So I have three different options here. I can pick the one that's most appropriate for my infrastructure, how my data center is currently set up, and am I on my own to just figure it out, or does Microsoft help me out here?
What we do is we provide guidance on what we call the ExpressRoute workflow for provisioning. So a couple of things you want to do is, obviously, the provider is completely up to you, and it usually depends on, do you already have a buying vehicle or a contract with one of these circuit providers? Are you already connected to maybe an MPLS network, which they can simply extend you over to Azure, which is a quick, nice way to do it. Once you've really selected your provider, then at this point, what you're really doing is ordering the circuit. So you have an Azure subscription. We have you run some very simple PowerShell commands, which we have full examples on azure.com. Once you run these commands, you get what we call a key. You share that key with the provider, and what they do is establish that virtual circuit across for you, effectively creating your ExpressRoute circuit. And what you need to do is, we did mention before, you have three peering types, being the private, public, and Microsoft peering. You do need to do that three times to establish all three peering types.
But once you do that, you're in good shape.
Once you do that, you're in good shape.
Okay, and once you do the initial one-time setup, you've got it set up, and your developers can write their apps, and you can set up your VMs and provision any resources you want and have connectivity to your data center at that point.
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. Any other final thoughts that we should know about ExpressRoute?
If you do not want to go at this by yourself, we do have several system integrators or partners that you can reach out to. The contact information is right in front of you. The links are directly online, which you can go click.
Okay, cool. And it sounds like Microsoft will help you through that process either way.
Microsoft will definitely help you through that process. And then to reach out to any of our connectivity partners, we have that information provided here, whether it's through Equinix, Verizon, AT&T, or Level 3.
Okay, great. So this has been really informative for me, getting ExpressRoute set up first time. Once you're set up, you sound like you're in good shape here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. This has been Steve Michelotti with James Walters talking about ExpressRoute on Azure Government. Thanks for watching.